The Seattle City and King County Councils are in the process of mulling over the arena proposal. About $200 million in public money would be used if both an NBA and an NHL team move here. So what about letting the people vote? That's what King County Councilman Pete von Reichbauer asked investor Hansen during a briefing. At first, Hansen said he hoped the council would decide rather than putting it on the ballot, but he said,
if you choose to vote no because you think your constituency should, you know, be able to, desires to take this to a public vote, that's your job as a politician. I'm not here to tell you that's not what you should do.
Earlier, county council members listened as people concerned about the effect the arena could have on the maritime industry spoke. Port of Seattle Commissioner Tom Albro called the arena a jobs killer because of the effect it could have on truck traffic hauling goods to port terminals.
Now, some would argue that we can mitigate the traffic impacts, and I guarantee you we can, if we're willing to spend enough. You tell me.
Port officials say they're skeptical of promises to mitigate traffic problems, pointing out that similar pledges to address such issues weren't kept after Safeco and CenturyLink fields were built in the same vicinity. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.